true Christians are being seduced by the counterfeit Church of Rome. That's the message I have for you today, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to put up on a screen right now. I want you to see a picture of a Vatican flag. This is a flag that represents the Church of Rome, and you'll often see it when the Pope comes to different countries, like he did back in 2015 when he came to America. He rode around a little Fiat with flags on the front, and this is one of the flags that was flying. It's the Vatican flag, and there's a lot of meaning to this flag, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you something. When you're talking about the Church of Rome, folks, you need to be aware you are dealing with a monstrous system. You can call it a monster. I do. I'm speaking to you as a former Roman Catholic. They're declaring themselves to be Christians, but I'm here to tell you today that the gospel of Rome is not the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that's why I've been shouting warnings since I was saved, ladies and gentlemen, and that's all the way back in 1989. So as I said, this is a flag that was flying on the little Fiat when the Pope came to America, and if you notice, it's on your screen there. You'll see two keys crossed and like a little crown on the top. You'll notice it's a three-tiered crown, okay? Call it a triple crown, if you like. It's known as a tiara, T-I-A-R-A. So that's basically that whole image. That's the Vatican coat of arms. And they believe the keys. I mean, this is why the Church of Rome, they believe that they're the only true church, the only true Christian church. And all the other little churches, or what you would call Protestant churches, they're not real churches. They believe that we are the one true church. And nothing could be further from the truth. Now, that papal tiara that you see in the image there, that was an actual a crown that was previously worn by many popes. Look at that. I'll put an image on the screen. I mean, that thing is gaudy looking. I mean, what does this have to do with the gospel of Jesus Christ? Can you picture the apostles wearing something like this? Absolutely not. I mean, you look at the apostles, when you think of the original apostles, you're thinking of people like fishermen. I mean, regular guys, regular people. None of this gaudy stuff, folks. This is it's an enticement, and it entices people. People are drawn to stuff like this, and many people, by the literally billions, have been deceived over the centuries. So the person, ladies and gentlemen, whom the Roman Catholic Church declares to be the vicar of Christ on earth, that's the Pope. They believe that he's the representative. He is Jesus Christ on earth. That is exactly what they teach. And, you know, I happen to watched a video when the Pope came to the airport, obviously for research reasons. You know, when I watch this stuff, I'm always shaking my head from left to right, like I cannot even believe this stuff. But at the same time, I'm thanking God that he delivered me from that deception. You know, I always said, I can't believe I got saved. You know, because this is it's witchcraft, ladies and gentlemen. And that's I don't make any bones about that, folks. So there was a large entourage that greeted the Pope. And I remember growing up, I living in New York, the school I went to, they went to visit Kennedy Airport when Pope Paul VI came into town. You know, everybody lined up, you're waiting there for a long time. And here comes Pope Paul VI in one of those limousines with a bubble back, and you see them waving. It took about 10 seconds, if that. You see the beanie on the head, and that was it. I mean, it's idolatry, folks. That's what it is. But back to the triple crown here, folks, the papal tiara that was worn by many popes. You know, most of the modern popes, you don't really see them wearing it, maybe special events. But that's for the supreme pontiff. And, you know, if you look, the words that we use when they would crown a pope, would be this: receive the tiara adorned with three crowns, and know that thou art father of princes and kings, ruler of the world, vicar on earth of our Savior Jesus Christ, to whom is honor and glory forever and ever. So that's, you know, that's what that crown represents, folks, and this is what they still believe to this very day. They believe that, number one, regarding the Pope, they say, thou art father of princes and kings. Number two, the ruler of the world. Number three, vicar on earth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Once again, I ask you, where do you find this in the Bible, folks? This is man-made tradition. It's idolatry. But I tell you today, it has seduced billions of souls over the centuries. It's always been the desire of the Church of Rome to rule the earth with both temporal and spiritual power. So take a good look, folks, at that papal coat of arms. Once again, don't ever forget it. When you're dealing with the Church of Rome, this is what you're dealing with. When you hear this talk of unity, I want you to keep in mind, it's unity under the wings, under the pontiff, under the supreme ruler being the Pope. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Remember the words of Jesus Christ, Matthew 24, verses 4 and 5. Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. So, folks, don't be deceived in these latter times. You know, now's the time to wake up. Now is the time to be on watch. If you walked away from the Lord, now's the time to come back, my friend. Now is the time. Get right with God before it is too late. Because, folks, I'm telling you, something is coming. You know, the Church of Rome, let me first quote this scripture. 1 Timothy 4, verse 1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, or doctrines of demons. That was spoken by the Apostle Paul. Now, look what Paul said. He said, the Spirit speaks expressly. That's the Holy Ghost, folks. That's the Holy Ghost saying that some shall depart from the faith. They're being seduced. And that's why I shout this warning. Don't be seduced. Maybe you have been seduced already. There's a good chance you belong to a church that has no problem flirting with Rome. You know, many people, even evangelical so-called anointed churches, have no problem having a Roman Catholic priest up on the platform there with the pastor. My advice to you, run from that church. Because if your pastor doesn't have discernment at this point in the game, and he will not take any advice from you, leave, folks. I'm telling you, you're being seduced. The word acclimate means to become accustomed to a new climate or conditions. The word amalgamate means to unite or merge into a single body. The word absorb means to take in a natural or gradual way, to make part of an existent whole, to draw in, to suck up or take up. Folks, all of those words describe what is happening, what has been happening for decades now. Ever since I've been a Christian, this has been going on and it's increasing. It becomes so common that people just simply accept it. I always say, you know, where are the men of God? Where are the women of God that will stand, that will take a stand in this day? It's disgraceful when you take a look at how the churches just look the other way and do nothing. I mean, it's absolutely disgraceful. It's disgraceful in the sight of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 13 to 14, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. You know, the Roman Catholic Pope, is often referred to as the Holy Father or His Holiness. And people bow down before this man, not only Pope Francis, but all the previous popes. You think of Pope John Paul II, a very popular pope, travel all over the world, and you'll have people bowing down, people coming up and kissing his ring. I mean, absolute idolatry. And once again, I say, where's the outcry? People should be outraged in the Church of Christ, the true Church of Christ, the true believers, born again believers. But people say nothing. And they follow the leader. You know, if their pope is a... I mean, if their... you could use the word pope. If their pastor is a compromiser, then he's going to... You know, he will take his flock no further than he wants to go. And if you're amongst a congregation with a pastor who's a compromiser with Rome, you'll become just like him. Oh, yes, you will. And you will... You'll listen to what he says, and you'll be seduced because he's been seduced already. Don't ever forget that. Matthew 23:9, and call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father which is in heaven. Okay, that's in the Bible for a reason, ladies and gentlemen. And the Pope is called the Holy Father. My, oh my, the Holy Father. In fact, if you go to a local parish, every priest is referred to as Father. I know, I was a Roman Catholic. An altar boy, you address the priest as, yes, Father. Hello, Father. So, I was as lost as could be. I was on the broad road to destruction. I was on the broad road to hell. So, when you see the Pope travel around the world, you know, it has an aura of holiness, but it's a counterfeit holiness, ladies and gentlemen. So when you had the Pope made that trip to America and visiting all these different cities, Washington, D.C., New York City, Philadelphia, up there in Pennsylvania, it's a propaganda event, folks. And this man, you know, I've spoken before about how in Central Park they put up... this 8-foot security fence, and this wasn't no cheap. You ever see those construction plastic orange plastic? This was high quality, and for a man, for this guy, this man bringing a false gospel, folks. And yet, it's all over the papers, all over the media, all over the Holy Father. Do you see that? It's propaganda, and you're being conditioned. You see, you're being conditioned. Now I say, they preach a false gospel. I know they preach a false gospel because the true Spirit of the living God delivered me from this system, folks. When you're born again, God opens your eyes. You open the Word of God, and you say, my, oh, my, I was deceived for my whole life up until that point. So when you see this idolatry taking place, folks, you need to be aware what is going on. You know also that Mary, Mother Mary, is very central part of the Roman Catholic system. And, you'll see, especially this time of year in December, here we have the holiday of Christmas coming up. And you'll see cards, images with Mother Mary holding a little baby Jesus in her arms. And you'll see gazillions of what you call Christmas or Christmas cards sent out all over the world. Here's this big Mary and little baby Jesus, like a little goo-goo baby rolling around in the arms of Mother Mary. And I thank God it was the truth of the Scriptures, my oh my, that set me free from this. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Okay, now the Greek word apostasia, that's the word that was used to translate the words in that passage that I just read for the words, the two words falling away. So it has to do with apostasy. Okay, so before this man of perdition is revealed, there will be an incredible apostasy, falling away. So we're living in that time. I hope you know that, folks. You know, that's why you can turn on your so-called Christian TV and hear things said, and you say, what on earth is going on here? You see? It's apostasy, folks. You know, people, well-paid ministers, famous ministers, okay, preaching nonsense, not in agreement with the Word of God. Many people on television, and you know, I think of Pat Robertson's 700 Club. I know in that university, Regent University, they regularly have Catholic masses said, I think it's on Tuesday or something. I mean, come on. And they regularly have guests on, and they work hand in hand, folks. I've spoken about that before. You know, they have no problem. And I remember when one of the popes died, I think it was Pope John Paul II, you know, Pat Robertson, you know, basically sung his praises. So this is what you're dealing with, folks. And as I said, you're conditioned. You see it all the time. And when people, you know, have pastors that are like that and talk like that, they become intimidated because, you know, they might not have the time to really dig into the Word of God. They hold their pastor in high esteem. And then, as I said, they become just like their pastor. So when they hear somebody like me trying to warn them, they get scared. I've seen this since I've been saved, folks. So it's kind of frightening, but this is the truth. Let's listen to this. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 4 to 7. Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told ye these things? And now ye know that withholdeth, no, and now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. So the mystery of iniquity, folks, been going on for centuries, and the Roman Catholic system's been right in the middle of it. Look at the 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 8 to 12. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Look at that. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Heavy duty stuff spoken in that passage. You know, have you ever wondered, folks, that, you know, how the Church of Rome can preach such a counterfeit gospel for so long with, you know, very little resistance? You know, that's what the mystery of iniquity is all about. When you can have this system, you know, trust me, the Pope knows that scripture, call no man father, but he continues to march on. It's the mystery of iniquity. The system is so big. You see, they're all over the world. Think about it. They establish the churches all over the world. Then they have their parochial schools and teach the teachings of Rome to these people. So you're talking millions, hundreds of millions. I think they say it's close to a billion people that are in the Church of Rome as of today. How accurate that is, that I don't know, but it's probably close. So this is the mystery of iniquity. And that scripture passage spoke about strong delusion, that people would believe a lie. You know, the Greek word there is energia, okay? That's where you get the word energy from. And that word means a strong, effectual working, okay? A strong, effectual working. And the Greek word plane means fraudulence, to deceive, delusion, or error. So in plain English, when it's talking about a strong delusion, it's talking about a strong, effectual working of delusion, error, or fraudulence. So that describes the gospel of Roman Catholicism perfectly. Okay, so and who sends this strong delusion? The passage said, God. I'll read that part there. It says, and for this cause God shall send them strong delusion. Look at that. That they should believe a lie. Okay? You know, before I was saved, folks, I was part of that delusion. I believed a lie. I believed the false gospel. So when I was truly born again of the Spirit, you know, when the Spirit of God comes in, the lights are turned on, the spiritual lights, you realize that you don't need a Catholic priest, you don't need a pope. You're right with God because he forgave me of my sins. I've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. And I thank God for that, folks. And if you're a Christian, you know I'm telling you the truth here. So, folks, this is why I warn, ladies and gentlemen, about these things. It's because it's serious. I know I'm speaking to many people today. You are Christians. You've been born again of the Spirit. And you know as well as I do, that you have relatives. It might be a mom, it might be a dad, it might be a children, grown children, or even young children living in the house, perhaps, or relatives, uncles and aunts. You know that they're lost as could be. And when you bring these things up, you know it's difficult. Okay, don't touch Mary, don't touch the rosary. I mean, you'll see flames coming out of the head. This is how it goes. I know, folks. I've been a Christian for 31 years now, so I know the deal. I know what it's like, even evangelizing on the street. Don't touch this stuff. So, Proverbs 1:31, therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. So, you know, you got to ask yourself the question, considering the day we're living in, is it possible that the time is short for this old world of ours? You know, are we being set up here, folks, to install the Pope as the religious leader for all people and all religions? You know, is it possible there could be a major event or even a staged event in the near future to bring forth such a thing? Is it possible there could be another Marian apparition, meaning the appearances of Virgin Mary, to reinforce the system of Rome? Well, time is going to tell. And it's a good time, ladies and gentlemen, to make sure you know the Lord Jesus Christ. Make sure you worship him in spirit and in truth. You know, I've spoken about the apparitions of Mary. You know, I believed in that apparition of Medjugorje. I was never over there, but you know, I still used to, you know, tell people about it and hand out little leaflets supporting it. And then the Lord saved me, and I knew it was all a sham. And I did my research, obviously, and I knew, like, things like the apparition at Fatima, Lourdes, and Guadalupe, and so on and so forth, many more, Our Lady of this and Our Lady of that, Our Lady of Knock, Our Lady of this. And it's all over the world, folks. Hey, listen to me. They're all false. They're all counterfeit. That's not Mary. These are demon powers, okay? You can search the messages. You'll see the things that are being said. And you can discern the source of those messages by comparing it to the Word of God. And you'll see that the source is demonic. It's the devil, okay? So, you know, especially things like Fatima, and they talk about the secrets of Fatima, and the secrets got to be revealed, and so on and so forth. It's all to keep you locked in to the Church of Rome. You remember Shimon Peres, the late and former president of Israel? And this man, he's not alive anymore, but he desired a United Nations of religions, and he wanted the Pope, the present Pope, to be its leader, okay? Now, here's a quote from a Catholic periodical, Familia Christiana, which means the Christian family. It says, on September 4, 2014, he was granted an impressive 45-minute meeting with Catholicism's popular pontiff. That's speaking of Shimon Peres. So, yeah, he was granted a meeting with the Pope, a man Peres asserts is more powerful than the United Nations for advocating peace. The problem, as Peres sees it, is that in the past, most wars were motivated by the idea of nationality. Today, however, they are being waged primarily in the name of religion. In an exclusive interview with the Catholic periodical Familia Christiana, the Christian family, Peres divulged his plans. Perhaps for the first time in history, the Holy Father is a leader not only respected by many people, but also by different religions and their leaders. Look at that. In fact, Peres clarified, he is perhaps the only truly respected leader in the world today. The United Nations has had its day, Peres opined. What we need is an organization of united religions, a United Nations of religions. Wow. This will be the best way, he continued, to fight terrorists who kill in the name of faith. Accordingly, there should be a charter of united religions, just as there is a UN charter. This is what I have proposed to the Pope. Look at that. So, incredible stuff that is being spoken there, and that was from Perez the Pope in A Plan for World Peace by Brian Schrager from September 9, 2014. So, do you see what's happening there, folks? You know, as a Christian, as a born-again believer who is delivered by the Spirit of the living God out of that darkness, out of that spiritual wickedness. So now, hey, here you have people, Shimon Peres, the late Shimon Peres, saying, you know, it would be great if he could be the leader here. Now, keep in mind, Shimon Peres was Jewish. He was not a believer in Jesus Christ. According to the Word of God, he was of an Antichrist spirit. Now, think about this. He didn't want Jesus, but yet he wanted this man to be a leader. Think about that now. Let me look at a couple of scriptures here, folks. You know, because the Bible talks to us, warns us. The Apostle John warned us about those who are of an Antichrist spirit. 1 John 2:22, who is a liar, but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ or Messiah. He is Antichrist, that denieth the Father and the Son. 1 John 4:3, and every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ or the Messiah is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. 2 John 1:7, for many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ, meaning the Messiah, is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an Antichrist. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I ask you today, do you take the Word of God seriously? I mean, do you believe those scripture verses that I just read to you? Do you understand that this is the job of the Christian to know the Word of God for themselves? So that you're able to discern that Shimon Peres, I could only want that man to be saved. I mean, so here he is, a man that does not believe in Jesus Christ. He fits perfectly into the category of being of an Antichrist spirit. So keep this in mind. He wants the Pope to be the leader. He wanted the Pope to be the leader of a United Nations of religion. So here's a man of an Antichrist spirit joining hands with another man of an Antichrist spirit because he preaches a false gospel, a counterfeit gospel. And do you see how it's building, folks? This is how it all fits together. It all fits together. So when it comes to religion, you know, this is what they're going to say. The religion shouldn't be fighting each other. And whose name is going to come up? Good old Pope Francis or whoever might be the Pope. He might be out of there. But it could be. It doesn't matter whether it's him or another Pope. So John 5:43, look at this. I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. Now think about that. Jesus Christ spoke those words to the unbelieving Jewish people, people like Shimon Peres. He says, I'm come in my Father's name. Here he is, the Messiah, and you don't receive me. He says, another will come in his own name, him you will receive. Watch out, folks. You're being seduced, and people are falling by the millions. You can allow Catholic priests come in or a cardinal to come in to your church and pray. You need to get on your face and repent. You shouldn't even be in the pulpit. You don't belong there. If you know, think of the people that were martyred by this system, and you're allowing people that preach a false gospel into your pulpit. It ought not to be. My, oh my. What's even more frightening, as many of these churches are filled with thousands of people in their congregations, and none of them speak up. That's even scarier. Folks, Jesus Christ, he is the King of kings, and he is the Lord of lords. He is the one that you need. He's the true moral authority. You don't need a pope. You don't need a supreme pontiff. Jesus said this in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Acts 4:10-12, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Glory to God. If you're a Roman Catholic listening to me today, young or old, you might be a teenager, it doesn't matter. You're in your 20s, 50s, 70s, 90s, doesn't matter. My word for you today is you can be saved today. You can call upon the Lord right now. Pray for the truth. Ask him to send you the gift of the Holy Spirit. Open your Bible. Read the Gospel of John. Say, Lord, I want the truth. I want the truth. And you'll see that you'll have the witness in the Spirit, folks. It happened to me. When you're born again of the Spirit, you realize that Christ paid the price in full. Oh, yes, he did. Christ hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust. Hallelujah. And that's what you need to know, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, Matthew 24, verses 3 to 5, and as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. So many are being seduced in these last days, ladies and gentlemen. Many, many people. It's frightening when you see how quickly people are falling under these false teachings, ladies and gentlemen. Look at this quote from Mr. Keith Green. He was a man that wrote those Bible tracts, a set of four tracts called the Catholic Chronicles. He spoke out against the teachings of Rome. He didn't hold anything back. You know, I was fortunate to get a set of those. You know, you can't get them anymore. You know, soon after he died in a plane crash back in 1982. Those tracts were withdrawn, and you can put two and two together with that. Withdrawn, they're not being printed anymore. So, you know, I thank God I still got them. But here's a quote from one of those tracts. It said, mouths that used to speak out boldly against the Church of Rome have been quieted by the times. It no longer is in vogue to speak of the Pope as the Antichrist, where the Catholic Church is the whore of Babylon. Now, Protestants unwittingly believe that our differences are not so great. Ah, that is just what she needs us to think. I've never completely understood why God led me to write these articles, those tracts, but it becomes more clear with each day of study and each page of research. Never has something so black and wicked gotten away with appearing so holy and mysteriously beautiful for so long. Once again, that was Keith Green, the Catholic Chronicles. It's amazing, folks. You know, that was, I think he wrote those in 81 or 82, right before he died. And it's almost 40 years ago. Think about that. Have you ever heard anything preached from your pulpit that was even remotely close to what that man just said in those tracts? Probably not. That, you know, think about that. It was almost 40 years ago. And look at where the church is today. Silence regarding the Church of Rome. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. Oh, yes, folks. So, you know, the Roman Catholic Cardinal Timothy Dolan, he's the pastor of the well-known church, St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City. And he has his own podcast, and he spoke on his podcast about the Catholic Council of Trent, and he described it as a response to the challenges of Martin Luther and the Protestant Reformation, and he called it an amazingly effective council. Think about this. And yet this guy is allowed to speak in Christian churches. It's frightening, folks. Oh, yes, absolutely scary stuff. that is going on. So, and keep in mind that the Council of Trent, as I brought up many times, contains over 100 anathemas or 100 curses, if you will, against Protestant believers or what we would call Christians, true Christians. Curses if you don't believe their false doctrines. So there's plenty of curses to go around, folks, if you desire to realize it. You know, look at those things. So this is what you're dealing with, folks. That now think about this man can boast about the Council of Trent and yet join in unity with a system that makes no bones about what they believe. So this is why I speak the way I do. As a former Catholic, John 3:6-7, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Folks, Roman Catholic, your teaching is that you're born again when you're baptized as an infant. Once again, that's a false teaching. You're not baptized and become born again. You don't become a child of God by becoming baptized. And let me interject here too. You're not made a child of God when you're baptized as an adult either. And that goes for Christian churches too. That's known as baptismal regeneration. Okay? My sins aren't washed away by water, by dunking my head in water or going down into a pool of water. My sins are washed away by the blood of Jesus Christ. That's what the Bible tells us, folks. It's the blood of Christ. I've been reconciled to God by the death of his son. I was saved before I went to my, what you would call, full immersion back in 1989. I was as saved as could be. The Spirit of God was inside me. I remember when I testified, there was four other people that gave their testimonies before me, before we ever went down into the water, folks. So it was a joyful day. But the pastor asked us to testify, and we went out and testified before the people in the church. Okay, I didn't go into water, folks, but I was testified of what the Lord did for me. So I want to let you know, if you're part of that belief system that thinks you are made right with God when you go back down into the tank of water, you've been deceived. Oh, yes, you have. It is the blood of Jesus Christ and nothing else, the death of Christ on the cross, that reconciles a person to God. Oh, yes. And so I am going to leave it right there. Ladies and gentlemen, I encourage you, read the book of Romans chapter 5, where it talks about God commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. That's how you save from wrath, not by going down into a tank. You might as well get in your bathtub, folks. I'm telling you, you're saved when you put your faith, you realize you need a Savior, and you're justified in the sight of God by the blood, not by baptism, infant or adult baptism. Be blessed, my friends.